Is there really mind control, Nick?
Absolutely. In fact, it's gone a lot further than most people can even imagine. And we were, it's a subject we've been on for a while, and it was like almost, it must have been right after the HARP issue started to get into the play for us. But when we started looking at the issue of mind effects, which to me, one of the more sinister sides of some of this technology, as you see that develop in the public literature over the last, say, 80 years, and we track that and put that together in book form. But when we did the research, what's just totally stunned me is how little opposition, even in the family jewels of the CIA just released, you know, there's references to many of the things that we talked about within that book, the Unabomber being an MK Ultra victim we mentioned in the book. We talked about some of the surveillance activities, some of the mind control programs that they ran in cooperation with the FBI during the 1950s and 60s. You know, these programs have been ongoing under various guises. During the Nixon administration and the CIA's operation then, you got to remember Watergate was broken into. CIA at the time under Helms was operating the program of using unwitting victims and mind control experiments. Those documents eventually released. But a lot of this technology, you know, as things have advanced, have become pretty dramatic. We had a conference in Dallas at the Lay Institute sponsored in March this year, and we brought together a number of experts. One of them, Elizabeth Rauscher, who's a PhD in biophysics, astrophysics, and geophysics, and most of her work in earthquake prediction and that work.
Mm, okay.
But her and her husband, William Bice, did some work on mind effects back in the 1970s and 80s, and Bill Bice is now deceased, but what they developed by 1985 was a method of electronic telepathy that they actually demonstrated in the lab, where you could transfer, you know, the old psychic symbols, you know, the square, the triangle,
yeah,
the squiggly lines, and they did this with two subjects hooked up to apparatus in two different rooms and were able to transmit with 100% accuracy in a number of test subjects information, brain to brain. And what that demonstrated is an underlying principle of how information literally transfers from one person to the other. And so when you start to think about this and you look at sort of where the technology has gone, we have now the ability to control computer cursors by our brain. They say that as this science develops, we'll be able to do a lot more, where we'll not only be able to model the brain in terms of what's going on, but be able to transfer specific patterns from one brain to another. And that becomes a very interesting technology, but at the same time could be quite sinister. The thing about research in the area is it never stopped. In fact, the Office of the Navy, which now runs everything in the Defense Department, look at the new Joint Chiefs of Staff, leadership in how everything is constructed. And in the Navy, they issued a protocol in November last year, November 6th, and it's posted on our website, and it's the Navy Office, their regulation 3900.39D, and it's on human research protection. And in page, I believe it's page 9, they talk about human experimentation, mind control, specifically only being able to be authorized by the Undersecretary of the Navy for those kinds of experiments. But it never ended. And what has happened today is the technology that's being advanced will allow for, you know, a direct interference. There's been a number of papers published over the years, Persinger in the mid-90s, which got into this sort of idea of HARP being perhaps used in this way, and a lot of others have published since that time.
Why would you want to control someone's mind?
Well, you know, the story goes kind of like this, and it goes back to some of the work of Jose Delgado. He wrote a book back years ago called Physical Control of the Mind, and the subtitle was Towards a Psycho-Civilized Society. Most people ignore the subtitle, but these guys actually thought, wouldn't it be nice if we could sort of socially engineer the society using mind control techniques? And think about it. In one level, the pharmaceutical trade has certainly capitalized on this. I mean, the biggest selling drugs in the country are essentially behavior modification drugs, you know, whether they're Prozac, Ritalin, or what have you.
It's huge.
Yeah, and so, you know, in that sense, it's happening. And that's something that was actually proposed again in the early 70s, was rejected. It was proposed under the first Bush administration as a method for dealing with inner-city crime. It was rejected. But gradually, it kind of worked its way in. That's sort of overt. But electronic systems for modifying behavior, if you stop and think about it, what Persinger said at Laurentian University was that if you could, for instance, magnetically oscillate the magnetic field lines around the Earth, electromagnetically oscillate them, in a certain way you could create a sense of agitation across a huge population, and then on the news broadcast, for instance, indict some ethnic group or some country for all of your woes, and people would naturally sort of channel that negative feeling towards that bad news.
You could get people riled up to a point, Nick, where they would, you know, go, you know, like the Pied Piper and follow him anywhere.
Right, because you agitate enough, create that sort of dis-ease, that sense of anxiety where the brain doesn't operate necessarily correctly. In fact, you can literally disrupt the brain using, for instance, carriers, any carrier like radio, TV, internet. This is something that we've talked about before. It shows up in an article, The Mind Has No Firewalls, again, U.S. Army War College Quarterly, back in the late 90s. And, you know, they talk about being able to transfer technology that would allow them to transfer through any of these mediums things that would override normal brain function. You see the same thing show up in 2004 in Technology Horizons, which is an Air Force technology publication, in from their electromagnetic directorate. They had an article on controlled effects, creating the same kinds of effects, being able to affect human performance at a distance. And then you have Sony's invention of literally something you put on your head that stimulates the brain to cause almost involuntary body movement, so you can move to certain dance steps, etc. That kind of technology is all coming and here now in a way that, you know, there's not any discussion of where we go with
this. Do you believe, Nick, that we are being beamed by some group, some organization? You know, people have called this program, and, you know, years ago I thought, well, I don't know, but now I'm not sure anymore. They talk about being beamed, that voices are being put in their head, and, they're getting these feelings to do bad things.
Right. I think some of those stories probably are true. In fact, I'm convinced absolutely that many of those stories are, in fact,
are they being tested, you think?
That's a possibility. But here's the thing is, you know, most people want to point at government. But the fact is, a lot of these technologies is flattened out. You know, maybe it's a private person.